USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks today on the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. Officials say he'll speak from the White House at 1 p.m. Eastern. Since Hamas' initial attack over the weekend, the death toll on both sides has risen to over 1,500, including 11 Americans. Biden noted earlier Monday that it's likely American citizens are being held hostage by Hamas. It should be noted, Hamas says it will execute hostages on live TV if Israel attacks civilians in Gaza. The terrorist group claims to have more than 100 hostages, including Israeli army officers. It's being reported Qatar has been in talks with Hamas about the hostages they are holding in Gaza. House Republicans described yesterday's talks for a new speaker as an emotional two-hour meeting. More meetings are scheduled for this week, while a vote to replace Kevin McCarthy's House speakership could happen as soon as Wednesday. The two candidates leading the talks are Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center is tracking two weather systems. One is in an area of low pressure in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, and the other is a tropical wave way out there in the eastern Atlantic. The Gulf system is being given a 1 in 5 chance of developing into a serious system as it moves slowly northward. The Atlantic system is expected to form into a tropical depression by midweek while it tracks to the northwest. Bono is changing the lyrics to U2's song Pride in the Name of Love in homage to the lives lost when Hamas terrorists attacked Israel over the weekend. During the band's Sunday night performance in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sphere, Bono paid tribute to the scores of people killed at the Tribe of Nova Electronic Music Festival. He then sang the alternate lyrics that mention the attack's date, October 7th, as well as the Star of David. USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The CDC is reporting that long COVID is rare among children. A survey by the National Center for Health Statistics shows just over 1% of children had long COVID in 2022, and now only half of a percent has it. Reported symptoms of long COVID include changes in mental health, fatigue, and neurological damage. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democrat presidential candidate, but after what he describes as being snubbed by the DNC, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Dave Collins has more.
Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen is ordering all U.S. and Nebraska flags be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims of the Hamas attacks in Israel. The flags will remain at half-staff until sunset on Thursday. Pillen is among the Nebraska state officials who have condemned the deadly attacks. In Taiwan, today is Double 10 Day, the anniversary of the Wuchang Uprising in China. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.